Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see.
That's Jackie Wilson bringing us back, ladies and gentlemen. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Stephen Moore. Stephen is on the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal, the author of a number of books, including The End of Prosperity and others. I encourage you to check all those out. Stephen, thanks again for hanging out with us. Give us we've been talking about the economy. We've been talking about some of the scandals that are rocking the Obama administration, and we've talked about the concern for the assault on what I consider to be a assault on the Constitution. But Stephen, in the middle of all that, we've got millions, maybe tens of millions of people unemployed or underemployed. We've got an economy that's barely clicking along barely above recession levels. Right. We got all kinds of issues out on Main Street, never mind Wall Street, but out on Main Street, right. Things are tough out here. What's the Steve Moore solutions for all this?
Well, the first thing we have to do is abolish Obamacare. There's no doubt about it. I mean, Obamacare is an albatross around
the neck of this economy. What's it
going to take to do that? I think we got to do that, and I think we have to get a vote in Congress to, if we can't get rid of it, we have to strip some of the worst features, like the 50, we were talking about the first 50 worker rule. That should be raised. Jim, you deal with small business every day. A small business, they should make it 150 or 200 workers, not 50.
Right.
And also, since when is 30 hours a week a full-time job?
Right.
I mean, really.
Right.
So they should say, look, a full-time worker is 40 hours a week, mm-hmm. not 30. That would give a lot of these workers an ability to get a true full-time job
right.
and not have to come under. So those are the kinds of things that need to be done. And if you did that, by the way, you'd see a big gain in employment and people would get jobs.
You know, the recent I cover the NFIB, Bill Dunkelberg's report on the small business, this NFIB report, have for the last many years, and for month after month, small business owners are telling him, we don't want to borrow money from a bank. We don't need more money. Well, it's not because they couldn't use it; it's because they don't want to take the risks.
It's also that the banks don't want to let it out. So, that's really frozen up the capital markets.
Yeah.
And the one thing we got going well for the economy is these low interest rates, which are fantastic. But, how long is that going to last?
But that only helps consumers. It doesn't help small business owners because they're not borrowing the money because they're afraid of Obamacare.
They're not borrowing. That's right. That's
yeah.
right.
And so what else would you do? What are some other things you would do?
Well, I would have I think one of the repercussions of this IRS scandal is let's have a flat tax. I mean, my gosh, let's get rid of all the all the deductions and credits and carve outs in the tax system.
Could that be one of the huge IRS? You know, every time something really horrible happens, if you wait a little bit, something good comes from that somehow. Could a serious debate about the inequities and inefficiencies and atrocities of our tax code, could that wind up being the silver lining in all this?
I think that's a great way to think of it optimistically, that if anything good can come out of this scandal, it's that it has really elevated the case. And, you said we've been on the show together for 14 years.
Yep.
I think for 14 years we've been talking about the flat tax, right?
That's right.
But the time has come, Jim.
Our mutual friend Steve Forbes says we should be ashamed of ourselves because Russia is beating us here. They actually have a flat tax.
I know. It's unbelievable. There are like 20 countries now since we've been talking about the flat tax, and we keep raising our rates and making America less competitive.
Right.
I mean, we just raised the capital gains and dividend and the small business tax. And by the way, Jim, we should talk about the personal income tax as the small business tax.
That's
because,
exactly
as you
right.
know, most of the businesses pay the
I do.
On their small business, I mean, on their personal income.
I do. You wrote an article recently about the virtues of lowering corporate tax, and I think that's the right thing, but I don't think that'll create as much jobs as fixing the personal tax.
We've got to do both. And by the way, you saw the Apple story where Apple moved all these jobs abroad.
Right.
Well, one of the reasons they're doing that is because we have the highest business tax in the world. It makes no sense.
Right. But you're right about that. Now, that would be, if they could make those adjustments and maybe provide some amnesty for repatriating some of that capital.
Yes. Yep. Yep.
This economy could take off just from that, couldn't it?
It's so simple, isn't it?
Yeah. why are we stuck? Why can't we get that across to people? Why don't the people who want all the tax dollars not understand that they're the reason why they don't have as much to spend as they want?
Because the overriding theme in Washington these days is class warfare.
Yeah.
And what they don't understand is when they go after those top 2, 3, 4, 5%,
yeah,
that those are the employers of the country.
Those are
the people who start the jobs.
That's the issue, folks. So if you want things different, vote against the people who want class warfare and vote for the people who don't. And I think, Steve, you hit it right on the head. Thanks, Steve, for being here. Thanks for all the years of support of ours. And keep up the good work.
Come back soon.
We'll see you next time. Steve Moore, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.